Hello, Omaha Talkers. Welcome to episode 22 of Omaha Talks. I'm going to check in with a little shorty for you. Could be a longie.
Who knows?
Sometimes shorties turn into longies.
Typically, they turn into longies.
And that can be applied to various situations. I'm your co-host of Omaha Talks, Parker Steele, hanging out with co-host
Brandon Herbel.
And
hopefully you can hear us like really well.
Hopefully you can hear us really well this time because we're working with some fancy stuff. So off the bat, thanks again, Patreon donors. We got some cool shit headed your way. We promise to those of you who have donated to this little thing that we're doing. So, kind of strange. I want to talk about the weather.
Yep.
I want to talk about the weather.
Let's do it.
I'm a 34-year-old man, and I want to talk about the... Well, I'm 33.
I'm 34.
I want to talk about the weather. This is kind of a bitch. Like, I don't feel like during... Let's say, okay, in the midst of winter, I don't feel like I have a seasonal affective disorder.
I don't get depressed or anything. It doesn't, I mean, it sucks.
I don't feel like I do.
Yeah, true.
But then there's a really nice day and you're like, oh my God, there's a life worth living out there. It's, you know, it's like a George Orwell story. Like you finally get out and you see the beauty of the world. But that's kind of what we had yesterday. And being able to get outside with the kid and go around and do stuff, it was like, oh, this is living life. It's been a long winter.
I don't think it's going to snow anymore, but yeah, even this afternoon I was running errands and fucking window down. It was like 70, and then now it's all fucking gray skies and probably going to rain.
In the description of this episode, we need to mention that this is an episode about weather. yeah. Oh, Jesus. So, saw a movie trailer this morning. You saw it too. The Venom trailer starring Tom Hardy has been, it's out there.
We brought it up.
Up in previous podcasts. Seemed like an interesting movie to us and the whole superhero whatever, whatever. Brandon's not impressed.
Dude, Sony dropped the ball again.
Sony, in collaboration with 20th Century Fox. So maybe that...
I do have a question because I do watch a decent amount of movies and know enough about movies, but I know that you have enough knowledge. Tom Hardy is an actor. Is he a good actor? Outside of... I've only seen him as Bane, I think.
No way.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
Okay.
He is incredible, man.
Because the acting in that fucking preview was dog shit. It was, I was like, this is really bad. Like the acting and oh my God. And then when he like announces we are Venom at the end of it, it just looked real cheap.
It is true to the,
and maybe that's what they're going for. And then I don't know. I was reading. So on The Verge is where I saw it. And then I sent you the link, and in the comics or the comments, people are just ripping it apart.
Were they?
Well, just cause like the continuity of the story and like Spider-Man's not in it. And like,
sure.
All this shit, and I'm just like, well, yeah, that's true. Like, how are they gonna pull it off? And maybe they'll, you know, hint to Spider-Man a little bit, but I don't know.
I mean, this is all, we have to keep in mind that, like, this phase of what's going on with comic book movies is so new. You know what I mean? Like, it hasn't been going on for that long in the scheme of things. And they are gonna milk this cash cow for every angle that they can, you know? Mm-hmm. So we're going to have these weird movies. Like, remember in the early 2000s, fucking Ben Affleck, Daredevil? The fuck was that?
I watched it, but I don't remember.
No, you don't. Nobody does.
Anything about it.
Because it was garbage. And, you know, maybe this will kind of fall into that category. I tend to be a little more optimistic.
I mean, I'll probably go see it.
You will absolutely go see it.
But I was just really let down. Yeah. You know, because, you know, You get the fucking, like, Christian Bale Batman, and you see that whole, like, side of it. I was hoping for a Venom in that, like, realm. Just, like, really dark.
Really dark, yeah.
And this is, like, I don't know. It looked really
cheap. Did it
look
a little corny?
It looked corny. It looked cheap. Yeah. The acting, like, was kind of off.
Because I thought it looked a little corny.
Yeah.
But I was giving it a chance. Like, maybe, you know, maybe they're trying to go for, like, a softer version, you know what I mean?
Probably, though. I mean, they're probably trying to, because Marvel's having such luck with, like, everyone in the family fucking loves the Marvel movie.
Like, yep.
Van, yep. Rilo, like Missy, they all just love the like last few Marvel movies. Where, like,
dude, my wife cannot stand
my wife.
She can't comic book stuff. Blech, you know, but yeah. She's gone to a couple movies.
Yeah.
With me, and she's like, "Oh, that was a good movie."
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, Missy's the same way. Like, I've taken her a few, and you know, a little skeptical at first, and then she loves it. Now, you know, the family watches the shit out of them. So, like, I get it, but that's probably what they were trying to do with this one. But yeah, I don't know. Just not stoked on it.
I am very much stoked for Deadpool 2.
Yeah, that was so. That's a great example in Marvel. Disney made fucking Deadpool and then made it for an adult, you know, adults.
Deadpool is, in my opinion, like probably the best comic book movie. I wouldn't even put like the Christopher Nolan stuff in a comic book movie. It's not a comic book movie.
Sure.
That's not what it is.
Yeah.
It's not a comic book
movie. Batman is just a normal man.
He's just
rich. He's got a lot of cool toys.
Yeah. But, where does he get those wonderful toys? Oh,
Jack Nicholson is fucking Joker.
Get the fuck out of here. So good.
Yeah. I didn't know which way you were going to go with that, but yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. I mean, him, Heath Ledger. Fucking Jared Leto, though. Did you watch Suicide Squad? Yep. Oh, my God. Missy loved that movie, too, and I couldn't make it all the way through.
I think I am one of... Missy and I are two of the only people in the world that weren't that bothered with that movie. Because I didn't go in there with high expectations. I didn't compare it to anything Dark Knight related. I just went in there and was like, this is good. A goofy little cash cow, goofy little fucking Sunday matinee.
I guess, I mean, it was all right. It was all right.
Yeah.
And it was well done for what it was. I think Joker, in my mind, just from the comic books, the graphic novels, the cartoons, the video games, the movies, every fucking aspect of Joker has been done fairly well, and even when it's done shitty, it was still like kind of cool.
Sure.
Leto, I don't know. Just
yeah, that look, was the wrong...
I think the fucking like tattoos and the like
it was the wrong guy.
Slime
was,
green
it,
hair
it,
and shit.
It was a bad like, move. Yeah. It didn't work. It didn't work. I think that dude is a good actor. I feel like we've talked about this.
No, we haven't.
Okay.
I mean Jared Leto, I mean as an actor, yeah, he's a fucking great
actor. He is, but it was just a bad call.
Yeah.
And the tattoos and shit.
Yeah.
But this Martin Scorsese thing.
This is the standalone Joker movie, right, that you're talking about?
With Joaquin Phoenix as the Joker.
Is that confirmed?
I don't know.
Yeah, no, I've been hearing a little bit about it, but I haven't done enough research to, like, be able to speak.
Well,
to
Martin Scorsese and Joaquin Phoenix, if you're listening to this episode of Omaha Talks,
please I hope you are.
Make this movie.
Dude, Joaquin Phoenix?
Bad dope. Motherfucker.
Fucking love that dude.
So good.
Cleft palate?
Can't lived tell. Through it.
Barely can
became
tell.
Famous.
Yep. That's a story for all the
that is.
Cleft palate listeners out
exactly,
there.
Exactly. Exactly. Or anybody that looks a little different, you know? Like,
dude,
that guy. Talent.
I fucking...
What's your favorite Joaquin Phoenix movie?
Well, so Johnny Cash. Huge place in my heart. Sure. Grew up listening to my grandpa, grandma, hanging out in their trailer, just like 5, 6 years old. Just, I just remember listening to like Jerry Lee Lewis and Johnny Cash and all that Sun Record stuff.
Yep.
And Walk the Line was fucking really good. I mean, that was like... I mean, and I'd seen him in other movies and...
Sure.
I've seen a bunch of them that he's been in afterwards, but... Plus the fucking thing, that publicity stunt where he like for like a year acted like he was crazy.
That was awesome.
Yeah. Like that's nuts. That's awesome.
It was great. Yeah. It was like this big.
Yeah. But Walk the Line, I think just probably because there's other things connected to
when
it.
He was
that
on
I like
David
it.
Letterman on that show.
Yeah.
Or in that process of that thing. It was incredible. I saw that when it happened.
I did too.
Because back in the day when you had antenna and you could watch free TV, like it'd be on or whatever.
No, I remember it happening. Yeah.
Back in the day. Hey, when people
like 10 years ago.
My favorite Joaquin Phoenix movie, I think, would be the introductory Joaquin Phoenix movie. See, I want to say The Master.
So I have not seen that, but that's about the Scientology stuff, right?
It alludes to Ron Hubbard.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. I actually I have a to-do list app that I use, and I have the master on my things to watch for like the last 3 years. I do not know why I have not just taken the time to sit and watch it, but
watch it.
But yeah, it's on my list. I've been wanting to see it.
It's incredible. It's an incredible film, and he is amazing in it. But Gladiator, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Gladiator. Because he was just totally evil.
And buff. And just like...
Well, he was just this like snake-like guy. And just played it so well. And you're like, who the fuck is this guy? This evil guy. Really good movie. And Gladiator, I know it gets a bad rap. I think it came out in the wrong time. It's a good movie. And if you haven't seen it, don't knock it. Until you try it.
Did you know their family was a part of a like a crazy like sex cult or something?
It doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, like back in
just some crazy. Well, like have you seen Inherent Vice?
Mm-mm.
Okay, put that on your list. Also, a Paul Thomas Anderson movie. Also stars Joaquin Phoenix. It's good shit.
On that note, River Phoenix. Stand By Me is the only one that I've watched that like I could really speak to probably, but.
Died outside of the Viper Room.
Yeah. Shout out to TJ Rowe. He used to work there.
TJ Rowe used to work there.
Yeah.
He probably smoked cigarettes where Joaquin, River Phoenix died.
Or River. Yeah, it's shit's fucked up. I mean, he was what, 18? Was he even 20? 60? I don't know. He was young as shit though.
Yeah, he was pretty young. I don't know how. I don't know. I don't know much about it.
Yeah. But Stand By
Me. I don't romanticize those things.
Yeah. Stand By Me though. Great movie.
Excellent movie.
Stephen One thing King. That sticks out to me, the scene where they puke. At the pie contest. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
As a child, that haunted me probably until I was in my teens.
Why'd it haunt you?
Just that watching people puke. Same thing with like Sandlot. Dude, Sandlot, when they all fucking puke off the ride.
Yeah.
When they had chewing tobacco and then they fucking puke.
Yeah.
Something about people puking.
Problem Child 2.
Yeah.
When he speeds up.
Oh, yeah. So having children myself now and seeing them puke, that stuff does not bother me. But for whatever reason, as a kid, that shit just, like, grossed me out. And I was like, I'm going to puke now. Like, it's that in the fucking Stand By Me, it's the
pie the
chain
contest.
Effect. Like, yeah, where you fucking puke, then everyone else pukes.
But that's such a good story because the chubby kid got his revenge and he just barfed on all those assholes that were laughing at him and making fun of him. But it was very... Stephen King, that part of the movie.
Yeah.
You know, the rest of the movie, you could be like, what? That was written by... But no, that part, very much so.
The rest of the movie, though, is phenomenal. Fucking, the guy, the chubby kid is, like... Chris O'Neill or something? I don't know. He's been in a bunch of shit. What's the other guy that's lost his fucking mind that you've seen him in concert?
Corey Feldman.
Yeah, Corey Feldman, yeah. Too. Yeah. Which, so, going down the 80s, like, movie path, though, fucking Corey Feldman, killing it, dude.
Icon.
Dude, total icon. That is insane.
Yeah. Like, how he was in everything.
Goonies.
I remember, like,
Lost Boys.
In, you know, the late 80s, early 90s, and just being like, well, Corey Feldman is just in every movie.
Yeah.
He just shows up.
And that's all right, you know? I'm okay with it. I will say, The Burbs, I had seen that a long time ago. Didn't really remember it. Watched it recently.
Excellent.
The Burbs is fucking awesome.
Excellent.
He's in that, too.
You know what I watched recently?
What's that?
Children in the Corn. Oh.
I don't think I've seen it.
Oh, God. I'm sorry to everybody for making that noise on the microphone. Well, it's garbage.
Corey Feldman in it?
No. Okay. But the kid from The Burbs that's the creepy sardine, that guy, he's in it. Nice. And his name's Malachi, right?
Seems fitting.
He looks like a fucking Malachi, doesn't he? But supposedly takes place,
in Nebraska?
Fictionally, not just in Nebraska, Brandon, but in Grand Island, Nebraska.
Shut your mouth.
I swear to God.
Has to come up every podcast.
Well, we just bring it back.
Yeah.
Bring it back. Other than that, I have not seen much of anything to talk about.
Missy and I, Jersey Shore.
coming back.
We've been watching it.
Oh, it's back. It's
fucking crazy, dude.
So
first off, they don't edit it, so they like, I mean, it's not a big deal as a 34-year-old man, but
right.
They get to say fuck and stuff in it. But it's just like,
which I'm sure they do a lot.
Yeah. It's crazy though, because they're our age.
Yeah.
And seeing them as like, some of them are parents. They're just grown that adults. That
is fucking terrifying.
And
then
they get them together, and it's hilarious. It's funny as shit.
Some of them are parents. Oh, yeah, Snooki.
Snooki and JWoww, both are parents. All, a lot of them have got plastic surgery, and some of them, like, super crazy. But
Brandon, are you familiar with the concept Schadenfreude?
No.
It's German.
Shocking.
And Schadenfreude refers to, like, it's a concept of, like, gaining pleasure from watching public figures, like, be fuck-ups.
Mm-hmm.
So pleasure from their pain or from them being ridiculous.
So, like,
people.
So TV Jersey culture the last, like...
So, like, Jersey Shore.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like, nobody's watching this show because they're like, man, these people have it together.
Like, Pauly D? Pauly D's got it together. Pauly D, want to hang out with him. Did you ever watch it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dude, fucking Pauly D's the shit, though. I like that guy.
Is he,
He's a guy with the hair.
He's a DJ. He's a DJ.
Yeah. T-shirt. Dude. Just
subscribed dude. Every fucking one of them.
He's got hair.
He's got hair. He's Italian. American. But,
dude, Jim Tan Laundry. T-shirt time. Dude, as a guy that, you know.
Prince T-shirts,
into T-shirts, clothing company.
Jersey Shore.
That was my fucking quote for like 3 years. Oh. It's T-shirt time.
Grenades.
MVP. Like Mike.
Oh my god! You know what?
Mike, okay. Vinny, and Pauly. Okay. MVP, dude.
I didn't watch. I did not watch Jersey Shore when it was on. Because I don't think I owned a television. But the wife was watching it. It was on Hulu and just like looking for crazy episodes, like so and so gets in a fight and gets arrested.
The Note. Did you watch The Note?
I can't remember.
They write a note where Sammy, because I know all this shit, dude. Missy especially has been fucking like reintroducing me to all this shit. But yeah, like, fuck. One of them, I can't remember his name, but he's dating Sammy and like cheated on her. And then the whole house like wrote a note and like it turned into this huge thing. Also, the situation like got in a fight and he like rammed his head into the wall. And like,
that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. That's the kind of stuff that I want to see. Yeah. Is when they're, dude, just completely...
And they were in like Paris at that time.
And that is exactly why somebody came across these people and they were like, oh yeah, we need to turn a camera on. All right, well, let's de-nerd this podcast a little bit because we've been falling down a fucking nerd hole, which is fine because that's what we do. That's what we talk about. But I wanted to talk about something. So we've been asked by a few people on Facebook, people that are running for public office, if they could come and be on the show. And although we're honored that you're reaching out and you want to use this platform to promote yourself, that's awesome. Thanks for wanting to participate. But we are an apolitical podcast, and that's just us. And the biggest reason for that is Brandon and I don't get together and hang out and talk about that. We talk about stuff that we're doing. We talk about stuff we want to do, or
comic
we talk about comic book movies, you know, and that's kind of a big concept involved in Omaha Talks is that it's not like we're not reticent or anything like that. That's just not what the show is about. So although we appreciate you reaching out, we're not going to use Omaha Talks as a platform for political candidates.
There you have it.
Not because we don't like you. That's not it.
We just don't want to hear what you have to say.
I'm here.
Just kidding.
Yeah. But on to lighter things. Sprained my ankle last week.
Nice.
No.
Like really sprained it? Or
really sprained it. Really sprained it. It was actually like 2 weeks ago. And not because I was like doing taekwondo or skateboarding or
no, at this age, that's rock not climbing. How that shit works. No.
No, I was walking across a dark room and tripped over a small pile of clothes and rolled my ankle so hard. And it was in the middle of the night didn't want to wake up the family. So, but I've never felt that before in my entire life. First time. Ow.
Yeah.
Owie.
You know, actually, you know, this fucking brings up a story, and I might have to edit this out because Missy's going to probably, I don't know if she wants me to tell
this. We'll just release this in a year.
Yeah. But so our front yard, you've seen it. There's a part right before you get onto like the wood walkway that we have. And you can't see it, like, if it's, like, you cannot see it just from, like, you know, just walking.
Right.
Anyway, she was, like, walking through the grass to come inside.
I know exactly
where getting groceries or going out to dinner or something. But she likes to play jokes. She likes to, like, joke around or, like, scare or, like, you know, like she's hurt or some shit. Like, which is cry wolf. Like, that shit, like, comes back to bite in the ass.
Yep.
But anyways, like, the kids and I were, like, inside and we're hanging, and she was, like, you know, straggling and, like, came in a little later. But I get this phone call from Missy, and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, we just got in. Like, where is she? And she's, like, crying, and I'm like, I thought she was joking. But I found her outside, like, just, like, laying there because she had fucking sprained her ankle.
Oh, no.
And, like, legit, like, really fucked it up. Probably, like, almost, like, broke it. Like, she had to go to the ER and all this shit. But it's just, I don't know. It's funny now. It wasn't funny at the moment. But I'm like, she's crying. I'm like, okay. You know, at this point, like, she's not really hurt or anything. She's just fucking with me. But she was really fucked up.
So well.
That's what she gets for fucking joking around all the time.
Exactly. And I have a male friend that likes to joke around all the fucking time. And the one time he actually got hurt, I looked at him and I laughed.
Yeah.
And I laughed and I laughed, yeah, and I laughed.
That shit, karma, man. That shit is insane. I mean, another thing, like, Missy, like, so much, like, she does this all the time to everyone. Like, they were, like, moving her mom out of her house or something, and she was, like, taking apart a bed and, like, you know, moving rooms and all the shit at her old house. And her mom and sister were, like, outside hanging out, like, talking or smoking a cigarette or something, and they hear this scream and they run in, and Missy's like laying there with like this looking like the bed fell on top of her.
Jesus.
And she was joking.
That's great.
And it, like, it's a story that gets brought up all the time because her sister was just furious because she thought she was really hurt.
That's awesome.
And see, but that's that type of shit.
Yeah.
So when she finally does get hurt, it's like,
so when you do fall into the wood chipper,
yeah,
nobody hears your screams.
Yeah. Was that the fairy tale? Not a boy cries wolf, but the man that fell into the wood chipper.
That's the 21st century version. Help, I fell into a wood chipper. No, you didn't. Yeah, you're right, I didn't. No, help, but I fell into the wood chipper. No, you didn't. Oh, shit.
I mean, I like to do that shit, too. And it is one of those things that could, like, fucking bite me in the ass, but whatever.
I don't know, man. When Trisha and Jeff and Bennett and I lived together, he was... probably about the time he was 5, I tortured this kid. I scared him all the time because it was just fun. Like, he'd come home from school and...
No, I mean, you got to entertain yourself somehow.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I'm going to go have a snack. And like, I'd be like, oh, shit, Bennett's coming, and duck behind a hallway. And just, hey, Bennett, how you doing? And just... But then he got numb to it. And then the teacher became the student. Nothing is scarier than a 5-year-old jumping out at you in the dark, because anything that's like short, it's like wild animal,
some like weird little monster.
Wild fucking animal, or alien or monster, like the proportion is involved. It directly affects the fear, and he got really good at it too, because I never saw it coming, you know. So I'd stop in to like,
I do that to Van all the time. I have videos where I did in slow motion where I scare the fuck out of him. And him and Rilo try to get back at me, and it just
doesn't work.
Well, and Missy tries to help him set it up, and I mean, they try.
They just get too excited.
Yeah, well, yeah, because like actually, just a couple days ago, we have like some outdoor patio furniture, and there's like you can lift up and like store stuff, and so he hid in there, and they're like, Missy was like, I need something out of there. Can you grab it? And I open it up, and like he didn't jump early enough.
He was just there.
I was like. you know, just closed it back. I don't know. It's just like, yeah, it's hard for me to get scared like that. They've got me a few times. I'm not going to say they haven't, but.
Man, when I was a kid, I love to scare the shit out of my mom. And I remember being little enough to hide under the kitchen sink in a cupboard. And like, she just wasn't paying attention, doing the dishes or something, thinking that she has a moment to herself. But really, her 5-year-old son was, yeah.
Finally.
And I put my hand through the cupboard and grabbed her by the ankles, like saw just at least a half a foot jump. And then I was locked in my bedroom for the next 3 weeks. No sunshine, bread and water. Yeah. No food.
Yeah.
That's funny. But I did see... I've seen several videos of people that dress up as teddy bears in those giant teddy bear outfits.
Oh, yeah. That's
like sit
funny.
In the corner of the room. And they're like,
and they
hey.
Move, and they move it a little bit.
Yeah. Or they just stand up and jump up at them.
Yeah, oh, that shit's hilarious.
Too funny.
I mean, Missy is so bad. Like, she does this all the fucking time. Like, even at work, she told me, similar to what Van did, her boss did it to someone else. And the person that she scared, like, made this weird sound. She was so frightened that she like, sounds that like don't normally, you know,
yeah,
come out. You know, it's just like she does this shit all the time.
that's the best is when you scare somebody and they're not like ah or oh, they're like ah. Yeah.
Just like oh, God, God. You know, like choke out, or you know, they're just like,
yeah.
Like I don't know, that shit's hilarious.
Well, thanks for bearing with us.
I know we're trying to wrap it up here, but I watched I don't know if you go down the rabbit hole on YouTube of, like, best Vine videos.
Yeah.
That shit is hilarious.
Yeah, like, Vines that cured my cancer.
Yeah. No, that's actually, that was the title of it.
Was
it?
Yeah.
Or my anxiety, I think.
Oh, there's a bunch. Anxiety,
but that shit's hilarious.
Dude, I was big into Vine.
Dude, I was too.
I was
an early adopter. I had dumbass shit. Like, I didn't post anything worthwhile because I had it within the first, like, couple days that it came out.
Yeah.
But,
of course
yeah.
you did.
Well... Hey,
I downloaded that Vero.
Is that the kind of the copycat or what came after or whatever?
No, it's new.
It was thought like I heard new... that Vine's coming back too, but
yeah, it's called Instagram Stories.
Well, yeah, touche. But I actually heard it was really coming back. But I don't know.
There's
a lot of famous people off that show.
I know, man. Like a generation of famous
Vine
people.
Comedians.
Lele Pons, huge.
King Bach and fucking. Brittany Furlong and like there's a ton of like
oh yeah Brittany yeah. Furlong.
What do you remember King Bach the you know talking about?
I don't remember him.
Okay.
Well. But with mine, I just had fun with it. And it was like I would come home
6 seconds, dude.
Come home and I'd make these like little fun short films and just throw it out there. It was fun.
Yeah.
And you only had like a few friends that were on Vine. You know what I mean? Like
nobody I knew used it other than like you and I think Tom maybe used it for a little bit, but nobody really used it. It was me basically following a bunch of comedians.
Yeah. Yeah. Comedians.
Meme style shit, but it was funny.
Yeah. That was funny. It's funny shit.
It's funny.
Quick question. If you were going to fight a massive animal to the death, and I'm going to give you 4 choices, and you can pick. All right, black bear. Not a big-ass grizzly bear.
What am I fighting? Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Fighting to the death.
I know, but you're going to name off 4 different animals?
4 different animals.
What am I fighting it with? Guns? Sticks?
Nothing.
Nothing? My bare hands?
Bare hands.
Okay, go ahead. You got to clarify. I don't know. What's the 4 things?
I'm fight!
Okay.
Okay, all right. So, black bear, which could still do some damage. Okay. A small cat like a leopard or a cheetah.
They're fast though.
They could still get you going.
Well,
fast. You're not racing it.
Well, no, I know, but they're. I mean, they're fat. Like they're you know
martial artists. A big ass snake, like an anaconda.
Okay.
Or, chimpanzee.
Is this out of entertainment or easiest? I mean, the snake's fucking
easy. I think I have this figured out. I think I know.
I mean, I can name all, I mean, chimpanzee, snake, cheetah, and bear.
Yep.
I mean, chimpanzee, I mean, what the fuck? I can't just fucking smack it.
No.
I don't know, man. We're talking a gorilla.
A chimpanzee? A chimpanzee will eat your face and pull your hands off.
Dude, I'd fuck it up before it even got close to that shit. You would
absolutely not fuck up a chimpanzee.
Totally would.
That is the exact wrong. They're small enough. No.
Dude, they're... Cannot be any bigger than my children, and I would just throw it.
No, a full-grown chimpanzee? Maybe. Have you ever seen Travis the Chimp?
Not in person. I know, I've heard the story, the guy, the fucking chimp
that's only one story.
Ate the woman's face or whatever.
That's only one story. There are many stories of chimpanzees.
She wasn't looking for it. If I knew I was going into a fighting situation with this thing, I'd be prepared. If I thought it was like my friend.
They're made of muscle. The clear answer here is the small cat. Because once you get a hold of that thing.
No, I mean, fucking cat claws, even like house cats.
Bear claws.
Razor sharp.
Bear claws.
No, I know. No, the bear would be the hardest. The bear would be the fucking hardest.
Or would the snake be the hardest?
No, you just fucking step on its head. Just fucking.
And just beat its head.
Just stomp on
it. I'm talking about like a 20-foot long anaconda. Just a crazy.
I know, you just got to fuck with its head.
Just go nothing, for that.
I mean, nothing the rest
but
of the body.
But what if it wraps around your leg? And pulls you away from it.
See, I got to know what situation I'm in prior to this. If I'm going in there knowing I'm going to fight it, the snake seems like the easiest. The cat. Snake, easiest.
Okay.
Chimpanzee, second.
No way.
Yes.
No, they know.
The cat, not only is it fucking fast as shit. It's got crazy ass claws and teeth.
But no.
Dude, and there's this like fucking like lightning. Like I didn't even see it coming. Like
a chimpanzee is gonna fucking ripped apart. A chimpanzee is gonna fucking kill you. It's gonna kill you. Mm. You might get lucky with the bear. A bear might get bored. Maybe he's not that hungry. You know? So you could just hop on
his back.
The
bear is the worst. That's the biggest thing to worry about.
That is the biggest thing to worry about.
They're huge.
The snake. You only have your bare hands, and this thing has a big-ass head. You go near that head, it's going to try and bite you. It's not poisonous,
no,
but it could still bite you.
I'd kick its ass. Dude, I'd fuck that snake up.
You could not fight a chimpanzee. I'm telling you. Dude. No way. A human versus a chimpanzee. Chimpanzee is fucking winning every time.
Too bad it's like inhumane. I'd like want to test it out and just show you that I could kick
this inhumane to humans because chimpanzees rip you apart. They rip people's hands. Okay, there's a story.
I know. I've heard. I've seen.
Here's a story for you. There was a chimp rescue somewhere. Okay. And one of the chimps, it was his birthday. I'm paraphrasing the story, but it's real. One of the chimps, it was his birthday, and the curator, whoever, got this chimp a birthday cake. And the other chimps got jealous, got mad, broke into this guy's personal living quarters, or somehow got access to him, and he wasn't ready for it. Because
they didn't get him a cake?
Because they didn't get a cake.
Fucked him up.
And they
he was sleeping though.
Him up. But he so was sleeping. What?
See, if I'm aware that I'm gonna get in a fight with it, I'd fuck it up.
No way.
Guarantee it.
Omaha Talks. We're gonna conclude episode 22 with the question: man versus ape, who wins? More specifically, man versus chimp, who wins? Casey just walked in. We're gonna All right, ask him.
We're gonna ask this quick question,
Casey.
Shut the door. You an animal?
Just kidding. All right. Four animals. You get to pick one to fight.
I was going to say, fuck. Dang.
Ask him, though, because I think he's going to be with me on this shit.
Wait, no, I have he's to not. Pick four animals?
No, I got the animals. Okay. So you've got a classic, just like a standard-sized black bear. You know, not a big one.
Not that one.
Hold on.
Just let him finish, though. It's
number two, a small cat. Such as a leopard or a cheetah, but a healthy
Those
one.
Those aren't very small.
No. I mean small in comparison to great cats.
Yeah.
In that pantheon, they're on the downside, small side. Absolutely. Absolutely. Cheetah's way smaller than a lion or a tiger. Number three, anaconda. Like a spry. Anaconda.
Yeah.
Not one of those giant, like, not that one. I'm just being specific. I don't have flashcards here. And the last one, chimpanzee. Male, full-grown chimpanzee.
A python.
Yep.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
You could just hit that thing in the back head with an axe and it wouldn't know what happened.
See, do we have weapons?
That's a good
point. No, no weapons. You just gotta
can I use rocks?
Punch. No. You're in like the octagon. This is an MMA. this is a Dana White production.
I'd still go Python.
Yeah. Okay, now here, Brandon
snake.
Says.
Snake? Monkey?
No.
I might say.
I would fight the cheetah before the chimpanzee.
Thank you.
Those things are way too strong.
Vicious. They're completely built of muscle. And they know how your organs
how
work.
How little is the cat? You say little cat, like.
When I say small cat, like I mean it's not a tiger. You know, like cheetahs and leopards are smaller than lions and tigers.
Tall.
They'll still fuck you up, though.
Oh, yeah. I don't
go
know.
Go for your like, face. All right. Well, the jury's in. I'm right. Brandon's wrong. You can't fight chimpanzees. They'll rip your face off.
You know, I wish we were a big enough podcast that someone could, like, animate this like they do other podcasts.
Yeah. Well, like if any animators are listening, we'll...
Oh, Casey.
I could do that. I just... It would be really bad.
Okay. I don't want to. Well, there we go. Thanks, everybody. See you next time.